told you going home with your wife. Now, don't you be giving me hell around here about you being home at 10 o'clock. She know you're not going to tell her you with me, are you? Well, you just ain't tell her I haven't seen you since about 7:30 that you've been messing around here. You going on home now, because I don't want to catch that hell. Now, I'll probably go eat with you tomorrow night and my wife gets out of town.
I talked to him and tell him some plans I got for you while I gone.
Talk to who? To who?
To your friend Jack.
Jack, she wants to talk to you.
No, not now. I'll talk to him another time. I'm going home now. Now
wait a minute. I'll just let you explain to him.
Hello?
I didn't want to get you hung up on this because I want you to go on home, Jack. All I was going to say was that I had hoped sometime that in a quiet way, just two or three couples of us, we would get the following people over so we get to know them better and establish a better team basis or decide that we couldn't do it. The Dungans, and the Whites.
The Fellmans.
Those three. Well, the Fellmans and the Dungans especially. And the O'Donnell.
Oh, I think, Mrs. Johnson, I just couldn't agree with you more. I think this is really...
And I don't want to do it on a basis of more than six people at once, and I don't want to be, say, two or three Johnson couples and just one of them. I want it to be kind of even, Stephen.
Well,
and there's some people that I consider neutral. I think a good bridge is Bill Moyers,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I think everybody must like you real well. But I don't want to overpower them with Johnson.
I think that's the way to do it, Miss Johnson. Matter of fact, I wouldn't have more than two other Johnson people beside you and the president. And at the most, that's how many I'd have. And, I'd have them. And I think if you got them in groups of two to three couples, no more than that, at a time, that way they can have a chance to feel close. And I think that's real important, Miss Johnson.
I've had it at the top of my list, but it's just hard to come by at night. And I would hate to be absent because I won't be in on it. But
well, I think next week could be fine when you get back. There's plenty of time.
I won't get back until Saturday and Sunday night. We might could do some of it. But while I'm gone, if you all feel like it, do it. But I don't want to detain you because I know you need to get
home. That's right. Now, I talked to General Clifton has talked to President Truman. I told Liz to tell you, and I told Clifton to be sure to get this information.
Clifton has called me back.
All right,
and
fine.
And has said that the president has already said that he would like to go to Blair House.
And he wants to get there early so that...
And have some of his chums over for lunch.
That's right.
And so I just said to invite him over here, and but I think it's much better that he go there, and I hope that he will decide to go there, but I just said let him know that we consider him the head man,
yes,
and
ma'am.
He's invited here whenever he comes, and but we think this is wonderful for him.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Johnson. But I think that's wonderful about those others. I'm much, much in favor of that, because I think it's needed.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.